Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. My name is Nona Shakespeare. I have a charge on my credit card that I didn't authorize from you guys. I did a survey for Sam's Club, and they give you a choice to pick an item, and I picked the item. The only thing you would have to do is pay the $7.95. So I paid the $7.95 with my credit card, and then I noticed that I had a $49.97 charge from you guys again. So I didn't authorize a $49.97, so I need that to be taken off.
Okay.
And then the item that I ordered, I have not even received.
Okay. Yes, Kim, you said that was Nona Shakespeare, is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kim, could you please verify your address?
9551 South Racine Avenue, Apartment 2W, Chicago, Illinois, 60643.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, Kim, I do see it's the Wi-Fi booster, which, of course, increases your Wi-Fi strength and distance.
Supposedly. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kim. I do see where someone paid the shipping and handling of $7.45. I do see where our online gadget club came with the product. It's $49.97 a month. It gets you a $125 gift card to the hottest selling gadget club each month.
No, I didn't authorize that. No. No. Only thing I'm paying was $7.45, and like I said, I still don't even have the Wi-Fi or whatever it is. I still don't even have that.
Okay, yes, Kim. Let me look at this tracking number and to see when you should be expecting that. I do see where it was shipped out, and I was just going to check this for you real quick. Since it is a monthly charge and you do not want to keep it, I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account also. Yes, Kim, I do see where it hasn't updated since November 2nd, but I do see where it left Ohio on November 1st at 4 p.m. So you should be receiving it this week.
Okay, well, I don't, whatever it is, if it's going to cost me more than $7.45, I don't want that. I didn't sign up for that. I signed up for the $7.45, the shipping charge. That's it, not the $49.97 or whatever a month. I didn't sign up any monthly charge.
You see, ma'am, do you see where I could do a 35% refund to the $49.97?
35%? Why not the whole thing? Because I didn't authorize it.
Okay, you see, with the terms and conditions, that gadget club came with that Wi-Fi booster.
No, I didn't see any of that, ma'am. I just saw I just selected the gift. And then I paid the $7.95. That's all I did. I didn't know anything about a $49.95 because if I did, I wouldn't have purchased it because I knew I couldn't afford that a month. You see what I'm saying?
You see, Matt, I totally understand. We could do a 50% refund.
Okay, well, okay, that's fine. But I need you to cancel whatever I might have done because I'm not going to pay that. And I've already called the credit card.
Oh, you already called the credit card? What did they say exactly?
Yeah, that I need to contact you guys. And I've been trying to contact you guys all day.
I'm sorry. I don't know if we, to be honest with you, I don't know if we had a lot of people quit or what. But we have been really busy. But yes, Kim, no dispute has been filed. Is that correct? Because they told you to contact us. Am I right?
No, I didn't finish filing the papers because we got disconnected.
Oh,
I was in
awesome.
The process of it, and then you picked up. So I hung up. So I said, well, maybe I don't have to file it if I get the person that the charge was made through. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
yes,
I had her against the line. So when you clicked on, and I said, oh, this is them. So I hung up.
Yes, well, thank you so much for that. I was able to refund your total $49.97. It's going to be back in your account at the latest in 3 to 5 business days. Since it was a monthly charge, I went ahead and canceled your account to stop all future charges. I have a confirmation number if you'd like to write it down, please.
I don't have a pen handy. Can you text it to me? No?
No, ma'am, I can't.
You can't? Okay.
No, ma'am, I don't. Okay. Yes, ma'am. If you can't get it, I could see if I could send it to my supervisor and have her email it if you really need me to.
Yeah, because if it's not canceled in the 3 and 5 days, I need to, you know, I need to have something to cross-reference with that.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. I totally understand where you're coming from. I do apologize. They just don't let me send out an email. But since you specifically requested an email stating your account was canceled, I do have permission to go ahead and send it to my supervisor and ask her to reach. Okay. Oh, you're ready. Okay. Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie, 2-5-8-2-0-5-0-2-0.
Okay, can you repeat it again? Charlie?
2-5-8-2-0-5-0-2-0. I'm sorry.
Of course, when I started writing the pen, ran out of ink.
Oh, well, I'll do it again. No problem. No, you wouldn't believe how many people do it.
I got it now. Okay, 49.97. So that means that that those terms in agreement are not clear.
I understand that.
So when that item comes, I just need to send it back, correct?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. It's yours to keep. The only charge that's going to remain on your account is the $7.45 that you paid already on the 30th. So this product, this Wi-Fi booster, should be arriving to you, I would say, sometime in the middle of the week. If you need that tracking number, feel free to call us and get it. But it's yours to keep.
All right. Well, thank you for your help. And I'm going to have to watch those free gifts and stuff because they're not really free.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service and being so sweet. You have a great day.
You too, sweetheart. Thank you. Be safe.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.